Strange Adventure.
The long gray fingers of dawn were clutching at the horizon when John Friday lifted himself from his cot and looked sleepily about. Across the tent on the other army cot lay Sheriff Patrick O'Brien, sleeping soundly and loudly. The little man dressed and shook his hunting companion awake.
Come on, Patrick. It's daylight, and we've got to get on the trail of Old Three Toes before he gets away again.
Old Three Toes was a huge bear that had wandered down from the hills back of Hathaway Creek and was making a nuisance of himself among the game and farm stock of the neighborhood. As game wardens of Martin County, Patrick and John had gone on the hunt, locating their camp on a wooded hill overlooking the creek. The fact that the bear had lost two toes off one foot in a trap helped to give him an intense hatred of mankind. The two hunters climbed over fallen timber and through heavy underbrush as they made their way toward the top of the ridge. Patrick halted beside a fallen tree trunk and loaded the magazine of his heavy-gauge rifle.
Say, John, just to make sure one of us gets a shot at him, let's separate and circle the top of the ridge. You follow this trail, and I'll come up from the other side.
John came to a grass-covered clearing, fringed by scrub willow and underbrush. He caught a movement in the grass and crept forward cautiously. In the center of the clearing, a giant brown body reared up on its hind legs and sniffed the air. The small, beady eyes searched the surrounding woods for the hated enemy. John lifted the bolt of his rifle to chamber a cartridge. Just at that moment, Patrick O'Brien came into view at the opposite edge of the clearing, face to face with the bear. Old Three Toes, startled and frightened by the sudden appearance of the man, dropped to all fours. He whirled around with a loud snort and ran across the clearing directly toward John Friday. Something was wrong with John's rifle. The cartridge wouldn't go into the chamber of the gun. He tried to force it, but it became jammed. The bear was almost upon him when he recovered his wits enough to yell. The bear skidded to a stop and reared up, swinging his head from side to side as he tried to locate this new and noisy enemy. A shot crashed out, and Patrick's bullet slammed into the side of the beast. The bear fell, but was up again in a flash. But, in that brief respite from danger, John, still fighting the mechanism of his rifle, reached and climbed a handy tree. The bear was out of Patrick's sight now, and a large windfall between him and the animal he thought he had killed. Patrick climbed up on a mossy log and almost ran into the wounded, maddened beast. Just as the sheriff was taking aim, his feet slipped and he lost balance. With a snarl and a roar, Old Three Toes charged the fallen man. John Friday cleared the jam rifle just in time to ram home a fresh cartridge, take aim, and fire. The bear dropped with a heavy grunt, lashed out with his monstrous legs and paws, then lay still. Patrick O'Brien hurried over to the tree where John was roosting and helped him down.
Oh, John. Oh, you sure saved me life that time, my boy. But tell me, why didn't you shoot him when you first saw him?
Well, I couldn't. Our guns were a different caliber, and I got one of your bullets in my gun by mistake. It jammed on me.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Bandits of Rebel River, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.